listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It is so good to be with you today because we're starting a new study. The study that we're beginning is called How to Share Christ. You know, as Christians, we have received a truly, truly life-changing gift from God. We have experienced the gospel, but we are not to keep this to ourselves. We are called to point others to Jesus Christ. But how do we do this? That's what this study is all about. Our first session is called Our Commission. We have been commissioned, just like an artist is commissioned to do a work of art, we have been commissioned to go and change the lives of people by telling them about Christ. Our scripture for today is Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 21. Mark, what is the point of this lesson?
All right. So the point of our lesson today is God sends us to tell others about Jesus. God sends us to tell others about Jesus. Let me read our first section here in Matthew 28. Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." And so our first point simply says, as we go, make disciples, as we go. So I like that whole thought in that point, as we go, which is the essence of what Jesus is telling them in verse number 19, go therefore. The sense in that in the Greek is as you are going, make disciples. And so what this says is this ought to be the natural part of the life of every believer. We don't have to go out of our way. It is simply as we go to the store, as we go to work, as we go to the park, or wherever it is we go, we have the opportunity to make disciples. What are you getting out of that, Christina?
Exactly, Mark. You know, this tells us that as we go is our lifestyle, the way we live our lives. Jesus gave his disciples a task and a purpose. He told them to make disciples as they go, as they live their lives. So first of all, a person will become a disciple. This is how they're to do it. And they become that disciple just by listening to the gospel that we share. Then they are to baptize those disciples and teach them. This is a worldwide mission. It's not just for a few people, but every believer should be ready to make disciples.
Right. And it goes on and says, disciples of all nations. And so this says that nobody is out of our reach when it comes to making them disciples, that Black people can make disciples of white people, and white people can make disciples of Asian people, and Asians can make disciples of Hispanics. And if Martians ever came to live on the earth, we can make disciples of them as well. All nations. And then it says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it says, then it says that we ought to disciple them. So a lot of times we stop just with sharing the message of Jesus. But this passage, when it gets to verse 20, says that we have responsibility of helping people to be discipled. What does it mean to disciple somebody, Christina?
Well, to disciple someone means that you're teaching them. That person is a student and you are a teacher. That's what disciple means, learner. So as believers, we need to be ready to guide others and just help them to experience the life that we are already living.
Right. So that this verse says, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And so we are not finished the discipleship process until they have learned to observe everything that Jesus has commanded, which we get to read about and see in his holy word. So first, as we go, make disciples. The second part of our commission is to tell others what Christ has done. Let me read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 and through 19. From now on, then, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective. Even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective, yet now we no longer know him in this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. Everything is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed the message of reconciliation to us. So there it is. Tell others what Christ has done. So what are you thinking the first thing you get out of this passage, Christina?
Well, the first thing that I get, Mark, is that every person on this earth is important to God. And he proved this when he gave his one and only son to die in our place. That's because God loves everyone. And the Bible tells us that he does not want anyone to perish.
Okay. So this passage says to me, first, that it's important that we think about people and their eternal souls. So sometimes we'll look at a person, we'll say, well, this person, they're successful in life. Maybe they're a teacher. Maybe they're a business person. Maybe they're an attorney or a doctor or a star or something like that. And we'll say, well, this person is successful. But this says to reminds us, don't just know people from a worldly perspective. Sometimes we'll say this person is not in my class. Maybe this person is illiterate, or maybe this person is poor. And so we have all kinds of ways up and down to separate ourselves from other people. So first it says, stop looking at people from a worldly perspective. And because when people get in Jesus Christ, they become new creations. This is the whole reason that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, and has given him the ministry of reconciliation, the idea of bringing people back into relationship with God. And so I could do well on my job, but still not be in relationship with God. I could be rich, but still not have a relationship with God. Jesus has this ministry of reconciliation, but it says that he has given this ministry to us. And so that's part of our commission here. Our commission is to help bring people back into relationship with God. How can I do that? By telling others what Christ has done, what he's done for me personally, but also what he's done for humankind through his death on the cross, through his blood that was shed, through his resurrection on Easter Sunday morning. And so I think that that's a beautiful thing. So how does this idea of being a minister of reconciliation impact your life, Christina?
Well, it has impacted my life in so many ways, Mark. But one thing, I have had to make it a priority. There was a time when I thought, sharing the gospel was not my gift. But God showed me that it absolutely is. And you know, it's a ministry that takes place because the lives of people are not just reformed, but they are recreated. So it's not changing from good to bad. You know, we try to be good citizens and so forth like that, but we are actually helping people to be recreated. When we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior, we begin a new life under a new master. So it's all about doing the work of God. And it's an important work that God wants us to do. It's very important. It was the last thing that Jesus said. So we know that it's important.
So the other thing I would just pull out of this passage that says, not counting their trespasses against them. So sometimes we will look at people and we'll say, oh, they're too bad a sinner for Jesus to save. They have too many sins. And so there's no sense in sharing the gospel with that one because they're too far gone. But this says, don't count their trespasses against them. Why is that? Because there's nobody that is beyond Christ's ability to save. He can save anybody. And so, but he can only save them if we tell them. So we've got to tell others what Christ has done. So here's the third part of this. So as we go, we make disciples. We must tell others what Christ has done. And now we must call others to repentance. And that's an important piece of this puzzle. Let me start reading at verse number 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so we must call others to repentance. What is repentance, Christina?
Repentance means that we change our minds. You know, it's as if you're walking down the street going in one direction. And when you repent, you turn completely around and go in the direction that you weren't going in. That's what it means to repent.
Right. So it just reminds me that if we're going to be reconciled, just like in our human relationships, when something goes wrong that divides us and we have to be reconciled, then something has to change. Whatever it was that broke us up has to change so that we can be reconciled together. Well, then there can't be reconciliation without some kind of change happening, and which is this idea of repentance, like you talked about, Christina, turning from one thing to another. And so this is important because sometimes people will want to make a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, but not feel like anything needs to change in their lives. So they feel like, well, I'm okay just like I am. And so I'm going to take Jesus and add him on to everything else. I'm not taking anything else out. I'm not changing anything. I'm just adding him on to everything else that's already in my life. And that is not the way to become and to live as a Christian. That there's some things in my life that have caused this breach with God. Sin is in my life. I've been making my own decisions. I've been going my own independent way. And so I've got to now repent, turn from my own way to his way, so that then we can walk together and be reconciled together. You have any other thoughts on this one, Christina?
No, Mark, and that's important to God. If this is important to God, then it should be important to us as well.
So there was an illustration that goes along with this story in the book, and it's just a reminder to us that not everybody who we share the gospel with is going to accept it. And so it's okay. Don't worry about that. Our job is to plant the seed of the gospel and be faithful in planting the seed of the gospel. And some of it's going to fall on good soil. And so we just leave that in God's hands. So this is a great lesson to remind every single one of us of our commission. We are not just saved for worship. We are not just saved for our own benefit. We are also saved to be on commission with Jesus. So as we go make disciples, tell others what he has done and call them to repentance so that they can truly be reconciled with God. Great lesson for us to remember in these days. And I believe it's going to have an impact on everybody who experiences this lesson with us now. So if you're a teacher, I want you to hold on just for a couple moments, because Christina is going to share with us a 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody that we can't disciple people unless we get them in some places where we can talk about the Word of God. And so getting your small groups going and getting people in small groups so that they can talk about the Word of God is vital to this whole issue of discipleship. And that's why we're talking about the U Bible Study curriculum, because it is a great tool to help us disciple people into the faith. You can find your copy at lifeway.com/you. That's Y-O-U, lifeway.com/Y-O-U. It is designed for the urban environment and written by people in the urban environment. It comes now in a digital format with a leader's pack, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for everybody. And so we want you to go out and get your copy right now. It is such a wonderful, helpful tool that speaks right to our lives, right where we are. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip for today is simply make personal contact. You know, we're beginning a new study today or this week. And so it's a good time for you as a teacher to reach out to your students and maybe your prospects. Send a card or a text to each group member who has ever come or who might come. Say something you like about that person just to encourage them, talk about their contribution. Perhaps that person may be good at greeting others as they enter the room, or maybe you like the way they laugh, something simple like that. Or perhaps that person brings joy to others. And then it may be someone who enjoys the class discussions. So just provide or include a note of encouragement in your communication. And communicate how essential this person is to the group. That's it, Mark.
All right, good, good. That's a great way to do some building up of your class, some inreach for the class. But also, you know, I'm just thinking as you're saying that, we could be sending out these cards and notes to people who we don't really have a relationship with and who aren't in our class. But maybe this is a great way to share the message of the gospel as well. How about if every person in your class this week wrote a card and sent it to somebody who doesn't know Jesus? Everybody's got a neighbor. Everybody's got a coworker. Everybody's got a family member who is in that category somewhere. So this is a great lesson, very timely, very helpful for us on today. Thank you for joining us in our podcast. And join us again as we continue with our YouUrban Bible study, friends, because you never know where God will take you.